Well, the astronauts will get their last view from a space shuttle window next week, and then they head back to Earth. NASA is pulling out of the business of launching humans into space for the foreseeable future. But soon, there could be more American space travelers than ever. Several companies are developing spacecrafts that will take anyone who wants to, provided they can pay for the ride. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, some of the challenges that lie ahead are as much about the law as they are about technology.
It used to be that if you wanted to go into space, you had to convince NASA to make you an astronaut or shell out millions of dollars and convince the Russian space program to take you on a Soyuz spacecraft. That's changing.
Now, the next step is routine, safe, low-cost, and reliable spaceflight for everyone.
This promotional video has it just about right.
I'm convinced that in the next few years we're going to see multiple companies flying several times a week.
That's George Neild. He's head of the Office of Commercial Space Transportation at the Federal Aviation Administration.
And that'll mean hundreds of launches every year with thousands of people getting a chance to experience spaceflight firsthand.
Several companies are offering trips that will give people a few minutes of weightlessness at the edge of space. Space Adventures, Virgin Galactic, X-Corps are all taking deposits. Other companies are planning to make spacecraft that can take NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. But it won't be NASA's job to regulate the commercial space industry. It'll be the FAA's job to license those flights, just as it licenses commercial aircraft flights today. And there'll be some significant differences in how the agency does that. Joanne Irene Gabrinowitz teaches space law at the University of Mississippi. For example, she says, people on commercial space flights will not be called passengers.
If you are a passenger, it is understood that your job is to sit in the seat and read your book or whatever.
Reading a bad novel or sitting through an extended weather delay is about the worst airline passengers have to worry about. Space is a whole other story. No one thinks space travel will be as safe as air travel for quite a while. And participants on these first flights may do more than sit in their seats.
There's some thought there that perhaps the participant may need to help the crew in some way. Or they may want to.
It's hardly the Wild West, but human space travel has a bit of Wild West flavor.
In some ways, I think the situation we're in is analogous to the barnstorming era.
Michael Mendelson works in space law in Washington, D.C. In the early days of aviation, pilots would perform aerobatic tricks and then offer adventurous spectators rides on their newfangled flying machines.
Segment 1.
Well, the astronauts will get their last view from a space shuttle window next week, and then they head back to Earth. NASA is pulling out of the business of launching humans into space for the foreseeable future. But soon, there could be more American space travelers than ever. Several companies are developing spacecrafts that will take anyone who wants to, provided they can pay for the ride. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, some of the challenges that lie ahead are as much about the law as they are about technology.
It used to be that if you wanted to go into space, you had to convince NASA to make you an astronaut or shell out millions of dollars and convince the Russian space program to take you on a Soyuz spacecraft. That's changing.
Segment 2.
Now, the next step is routine, safe, low-cost, and reliable spaceflight for everyone.
This promotional video has it just about right.
I'm convinced that in the next few years we're going to see multiple companies flying several times a week.
That's George Neild. He's head of the Office of Commercial Space Transportation at the Federal Aviation Administration.
And that'll mean hundreds of launches every year with thousands of people getting a chance to experience spaceflight firsthand.
Several companies are offering trips that will give people a few minutes of weightlessness at the edge of space. Space Adventures, Virgin Galactic, X-Corps are all taking deposits. Other companies are planning to make spacecraft that can take NASA astronauts to the International Space Station.
Segment 3.
But it won't be NASA's job to regulate the commercial space industry. It'll be the FAA's job to license those flights, just as it licenses commercial aircraft flights today. And there'll be some significant differences in how the agency does that. Joanne Irene Gabrinowitz teaches space law at the University of Mississippi. For example, she says, people on commercial spaceflights will not be called passengers.
If you are a passenger, it is understood that your job is to sit in the seat and read your book or whatever.
Reading a bad novel or sitting through an extended weather delay is about the worst airline passengers have to worry about.
Segment 4.
Space is a whole other story. No one thinks space travel will be as safe as air travel for quite a while. And participants on these first flights may do more than sit in their seats.
There's some thought there that perhaps the participant may need to help the crew in some way, or they may want to.
It's hardly the Wild West, but human space travel has a bit of Wild West flavor.
In some ways, I think the situation we're in is analogous to the barnstorming era.
Michael Mendelson works in space law in Washington, D.C. In the early days of aviation, pilots would perform aerobatic tricks and then offer adventurous spectators rides on their newfangled flying machines.